your imagination, that is our next show.
The Wright Brothers.
They invented the airplane bomb.
From Wheels to Wings, the extraordinary story of two brothers, a big dream, and a lot of patience. That's kind of a long title.
We could just go with The Wright Brothers. Can't go wrong with that.
I do like for kids. You want to do this for the show today?
No, not today's show. I'm planning ahead. Building a working model of the Wright Flyer, the world's first airplane, is going to take some time.
Overnight delivery for Mr. Boxy Tomato.
That you? Good guess.
Not a guess, a deduction. I'm trained to think fast, talk fast, and move fast. Sign here, please. Package or letter, quicker is better.
Oh, I like the sound of that. A true businessman.
Waiting's no fun. The faster you go, the more you get done.
What a nice boy. He'd make a good stage manager someday.
Yeah. Oh, Petunia, we have an urgent fan letter.
Urgent? Oh, my. Dear Bob and Larry, at school, I'm making a salt map with my friend Amanda.
What's a salt map?
It's a map made of salt.
Makes sense.
Continue. Amanda takes forever. It took us almost 4 hours to make the mountains last Saturday. This weekend we're planning to paint it, but who knows how long that will take. I know Amanda really loves to paint, but I really want to just do it myself and be finished. What should I do? Your friend, Cody.
I don't know. Nothing wrong with getting the job done.
I wonder if showing patience would be better for the friendship.
Wait a minute. Did you say patience?
That's right.
Larry, why don't you tell Petunia what your Wright Brothers show is about?
I see where you're going with this, Bob, but I'll need a few days to build the plane. To do it right.
Chop chop, everybody. The curtain goes up in 30 seconds.
Exactly. Chop chop, Larry. We're switching gears to a show on patience. Waiting's no fun. The faster you go, the more you get done.
Bob, please.
Here we go again.
Get your sister, get your brother,
call your uncle and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
For every age.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
Live in the cage.
It's the VeggieTales. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Crap! How's it coming?
Not good. I can't find enough nails.
I just need to know if you're gonna finish on time.
I don't know, Bob. I don't know.
I can't stage a closing number on I don't know.
Duct tape race!
Oh, my duct tape is faster than your duct tape!
Jean-Claude, Philippe!
Me?
How fast are you at building?
Oh, we are super fast!
We are the fastest builders this side of the Mississippi.
Great. Larry, go see if wardrobe needs help. Peas, I need a plane ASAP.
We put the P in ASAP.
But the show was my idea.
Jimmy, Jerry, Archibald, places.
The year 1896. The place? Dayton, Ohio. Ah, yes, Dayton. She never claim our duty, for she shines the brightest gem that has ever decked with beauty, dear Ohio's diadem.
Get on with it.
Oh, yes. Wilbur and Orville Wright. Brothers, friends, entrepreneurs, dreamers. You know, Orville, I really like bicycles, but do you know what would be even better?
What, Wilbur?
Flying bicycles!
Yay! Flying!
So the Wright brothers got to work building what would become the world's first controlled flying machine. Fly, Orville! Fly!
I am trying!
It took years to get it right. Lots of trial and error. Some people thought they were crazy.
Crazy!
But they were patient when things didn't work out, and they pressed on. Then, in December of 1903, on the cool beaches of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Fly, Arvo! Fly!
Mm-mm. Your turn.
Oh, okay. But, where's our plane?
Beats me.
It says here there's supposed to be a plane.
We need the... Yeah! What is that?
The plane! The plane!
Will it fly?
Is that important?
Get out there! Now!
What is that?
The plane! The plane!
I love saying that!
Is it safe?
Safe? You have the right, brothers!
You eat danger for breakfast.
Danger flakes.
Brother, you are such a good pilot.
Nope. Your turn.
Oh, all right.
Our bike shop's on the ground, but our hearts are in the sky. We thought that it'd be great if we could be the first to fly. Now here we are at Kitty Hawk. We've made a real good team. Two down-home folks
with gears and spokes. And a dream. Spokes and a dream. Spokes and a dream.
I'll glide through the air and I'll try not to scream.
Hey, I need that.
Spokes and a dream. Spokes and a dream.
How long will it last? I'm coming in fast.
I'm gonna get creamed.
What happened out there?
Wait till I get my hands on those peas.
Bad peas.
Hey, it wasn't our fault.
The tomato rushed us.
I had a great idea for a show, but you rushed it and now it's ruined.
I was just trying to get things done.
Faster isn't always better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened out there? Oh, I see. You know, I think you might be better off telling a story about patience with patience.
What do you mean?
Bob, Larry, Jimmy, come with me. Jerry, Jean-Claude, and Philippe, would you mind clearing the set? We're gonna need room for a boat. I've got the perfect story to teach us all a thing or two about patience.
A very, very long time ago, not too long after Adam and Eve, in fact, lived a man named Noah. A man named Noah.
My name is Noah. I am the homely, righteous man on Earth. Not to brag or anything, because that wouldn't be righteous.
God looked down on the earth he had created, and his heart was broken. Everyone had forgotten all about him. Everyone, that is, except for Noah and his family.
Keep up, please.
I'm trying not to drop it.
You're off to a good start, boys.
Shoo.
Why exactly are we cutting down trees?
Because God told me he was going to send a great flood to destroy every living thing on Earth.
Gotcha. So we're getting a head start by taking out the trees.
Actually, no. God promised that if we trust him and were patient, he would bring us through the flood to live in a fresh new world. So I've got instructions to build a boat. A really big boat.
This thing is gonna take forever to build.
Nah, I'm thinking more like 70 years. 60 if you put your backs into it.
Are you kidding me?
Boys, God has got a job for us. We cannot be complacent. Sin has made the world a mess. Evil that is ancient. A flood is gonna clean the world right down to the basement. So now we need to trust him and practice being patient.
So Noah trusted God and got to work. It took many, many years to build the ark.
Dad, is there any way to make this go faster? What if we used bamboo or balsa wood?
Nope. God said gopher wood. And whatever God says, that's what I go for.
Nice dad joke, Dad. Hey, if we ever finish this...
When we finish?
Are you sure we'll be safe in this boat?
I trust God. You should too.
Who needs another slice of gopher wood?
Year after year, Noah worked patiently because he loved and trusted God. Finally, one day, after decades of construction... Boys, we're done.
Beautiful ark.
All right, enough being patient. Now, where's the flood?
Not yet. We still have work to do.
I thought you said we were done.
Done building the ark. Now we gotta fill it.
Now will you help fill our very large boat? Don't worry, it's no hurry. We've got time before we float. And soon you and me will be safely on the sea. 'Cause God is the one who holds our destiny.
If we trust Him and we're patient?
Yes, indeed. If we trust Him and we're patient, we'll be safe on the sea.
Noah filled it with all kinds of animals, plus enough food and supplies to last for a very long time.
How long?
I don't know.
And when everyone was on board, God closed the door.
Our wives are in here, right?
Yes!
And then? Nothing.
Hold on. Did you say nothing?
Isn't it supposed to start raining now?
The rain didn't come right away.
Oh, for Pete's sake. After building a floating zoo for 70 years, it's time for a flood.
I'm guessing 65. Japheth is quite the gopher wood chopper.
Oh, thanks.
After 65 years, I'm ready for some water.
Yeah. What are the neighbors going to think if it doesn't flood? We might look a little bit silly.
Might?
You say to be patient and God will come through. Well, what if He doesn't and the joke's on you? I'm dirty, I'm tired, I smell like a yak. Let's go home and just not come back.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh, boy.
What will Noah and his sons do? Will they be patient and wait on God? We'll return after a brief intermission.
Hold up, everyone! Intermission means more waiting.
Oh, would you look at that! Intermission's over! How long would they wait? Could they really trust God to keep His promise?
The rain will come.
But how do you know? We've been waiting a week.
It took patience to build this boat. And it's gonna take patience to see it float. Aha! The rain is here!
Finally!
After 7 days, the waters of the flood came and covered the earth. The flood covered the ground and lifted the ark high above the earth. As the waters rose, the boat, Noah, his family, and all the animals floated safely on the surface.
Safe and seasick. I don't feel so good.
Me neither. How are you feeling, our wives?
We're good.
It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and then the rain stopped. All the fighting, all the evil was stopped by the flood. But Noah and his family were safe, just as God had promised.
Finally, we're done being patient. The faster we get off this ark, the better. Who's ready to disembark?
I am.
Well, I hope you're good swimmers. There's nothing out there but water. Who knows how long it'll be before we're back on land. Wait, I know who. God knows. We'll care for the animals, and God will care for us. Trust Him, Shem. Be patient.
God then sent a great wind across the earth.
and the waters began to fall. After 150 days, the ark came to rest on the top of a tall mountain. 70 days later, the tops of other mountains began to appear. 40 days after that, Noah had an idea. Come here, little dove. I have a job for you. But the dove could not find dry land and came back. After waiting another 7 days, he released the dove again. Look at that. This means the floodwaters are almost gone. Can we finally get off the boat? No, let's wait another 7 days.
Being patient is a part of following God.
Right. I need to be patient. And after waiting 7 more days, Noah released the dove one last time. If it doesn't come back, that means it'll be safe to get off the boat. And the dove did not come back. Woohoo! We're getting off this boat! As I was saying, it'll be safe to get off the boat in 2 more months. But we've waited for so long! Why is God keeping us waiting? We could have already started our new lives if things had gone faster. Isn't that what God wants? Why? 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 Shem, does God ever have to wait for you to do the right thing? To help others? To even think about Him? Oh.
God has to wait for me a lot. When there's good I should be doing, but I'm not. When I'm greedy with the stuff that I've got, God has to wait for me a lot. So I'll wait for Him, because He knows best. And when we wait, that's when we're blessed. So Shem, my son, you've passed the test. I've learned to wait on God.
After 2 more months of patiently waiting, God told Noah and his family it was finally time to leave the boat. They were safe and sound in a beautiful new world. Thank you, God, for keeping your promises. And God placed a rainbow in the sky as a sign of His promise that never again will a flood destroy the earth. You were right, Dad. This was worth the wait. And that's the story of Noah, a man who patiently worked for and waited on God because he loved Him. Not to mention being one of the 4 most righteous men on earth. Not to brag or anything.
Well done, everyone.
Yes, yes. Well done, everybody. Way to come back from that disastrous crash landing.
You know what? I think I owe everyone a big apology. Especially you, Larry. I was really impatient, and it messed up your show idea. Can you forgive me?
I forgive you, Bob.
We forgive you.
Being a good friend to you all is much more important to me than putting on a fast show.
Seems like you learned a valuable lesson today, Bob.
I sure did.
What do you say we get back out there and bring it home for Cody?
For brothers to fly, what do they need?
2 wings and a tail and a little airspeed. Bye!
With the patience it carried, was poised to fly. It would have gone wrong for both of those rides. Patience is a virtue. Choo. Without patience, what would they do? They'd take hasty actions,
be prone to distractions,
and most likely crash
upside down in a skew.
For Noah to float, what was required?
To build a boat just like the one God inspired.
But with the patience to carry his family to sea,
there'd be no you,
and there'd be no me.
Patience is a virtue. Without patience,
what would he do?
He wouldn't be trusting,
his things would be busting,
and most likely sink
in the deep ocean blue.
Patiently waiting in trust. If we believe God's got what we need, having patience
is a must.
Patience is a virtue. When we're patient, what do we do? We show love to others,
to sisters and brothers.
Patience tells friends they're important to you.
We show love to others,
to sisters and brothers.
Patience tells friends they're important to you.
Thanks for sending us your letter, Cody.
When we're patient with others, it shows that we care about them.
And if you're patient with Amanda, even though she might not work as fast as you, she'll know you care about her.
And that's what I call being a good friend. Let's have that verse.
Here I come, in from the wild blue yonder.
Don't all angels fly?
A flying angel!
From heaven above! At least as high as I could get without that pressurized cabin.
Thank you, flying angel!
Ephesians 4:2. Where's the verse?
I could not fit it on the banner. The plane is too small. You have a Bible, no?
Got one right here. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bearing with one another in love.
Ephesians 4:2. Off I go, back into the wild blue yonder.
Thank you, flying angel.
All angels fly.
Flying angel.
Well, and I say this with all due patience. We're out of time for today. Remember, kids, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye.
Thank you.